Can you, what was the part of the tree that was underneath the ground? Can you tell me that?
Tree was under, I mean, lived under?
Yeah, it was, yeah, under the ground. You call that the, what part of the tree did you call it that was under the ground?
Oh! The roof?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I said, what part of the tree, that's right.
Okay. Now, Mr. Ed, did you ever have a special kind of those you used to gather up and sell?
The roots?
Yeah.
Yeah, pine roots.
Pine roots?
That's where it'd be a light wood, you see.
Uh-huh.
It might be green, but it's plenty of pine in it. It's just kindling wood. Or you could use anything you want, but if it's something quick to burn.
Yeah. Did you ever have any you'd sell for medicine or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
What were those?
That's what you make gumbo filet out of. Sassafras.
Sassafras?
Sassafras. The roots of sassafras and leaves. I used to dry the leaves and beat it up in a mold for gumbo filet. I used to call it gumbo filet golden gumbo.
I see. Now, can you tell me the type of tree that you used to tap for syrup? You know what that was?
Maple.
Okay, all right. Y'all didn't have any of those around here?
No. We had the sugar cane. I think in Cuba they grow what, beets, your sugar?
Yeah, right. Did you ever have a type of tree with real broad leaves? It had white, long white limbs and scaly bark? Sycamore, did you ever?
Yeah, sycamore, yeah.
Yeah, did you ever call them anything else?
Oh. Yeah, they're no good for nobody. Sycamore.
Yeah. Can you tell me any other trees around this area you used to have? I mean, what are some of the trees around this area?
Which mean? Fruitful trees?
Well, just any sort of trees that could grow kind of.
Well, you have peach tree, fig tree, pecan tree.
Yeah. And then the shade trees. What sort of shade trees would you have?
Well, both. They planted them sycamores,
which
say to you, the thing gets so big you get out of reach of it. I'd pay somebody $100 to cut the thing from your house. That's right. I'm like Roger, but because my poor grandpa, everybody wanted to make this tax money. They grow fig trees.
Yeah.
They planted anyway. Now, 3 feet, you didn't think that fig tree was going to grow. And that's why I'd be tearing all his boards off his house, knocking the paint off. Bad judgment. All they was thinking them poor people had a hard time for money. See, there wasn't no money after the Civil War.
Yeah.
And they was always taught to be saving. Saving. Well, they had to save. There wasn't no money. See, and when they planted producing trees such as figs and pecans and apples and peach trees, they put them in everywhere they could put them, but they thought that tree was going to stay little.
Yeah.
But it grew up after a while and just tore up the house and cut trees down.
What sort of tree was it that George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree. They say he did.
Okay. Can you tell me the two types of poison stuff that grows around here? The types of ivy?
Well, you got a poison ivy.
Yeah. Poison ivy, and then you got what else?
Poison ivy.
Did you ever have something here, a red stuff? That red bush that used to grow along by the road of the fence? Did you ever have sumac?
Yeah, it's poison.
Yeah.
I don't know.